So we got this new watch yesterday. We got me all.
Oh, don't get Samantha started on the watch.
Did she make you get the Garmin?
Yeah, yeah. Well, because I had the boner killer Garmin, the really
wearing,
tiny one.
She was wearing, like, help me, I'm poor Garmin.
The, like, Michael Phelps on, like,
little,
swimming.
Little, yeah. Like, just little Hancock band.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Help me. Because I wanted something. I think there's a white space in the market for, like, there needs to be a, like, I don't want that Aura thing, but I do want something Aura small that just tells me my heart rate.
You know what? The Fitbit. Tiny like
it's
that.
It's tiny. I just, yeah, and I just want to know my heart rate and my
Fitbit.
Steps.
Yeah, I know. I had a Fitbit.
It's small, like what she's describing.
It's not.
Yeah.
I mean, it's ugh.
Because I just become obsessive now. I did have a 90
this
sleep score.
This is the problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is a problem of the obsession. She's always obsessed. And, like, I.
Yeah.
I will, I don't think it's a good idea to constantly check your blood pressure or your heart rate or, you know.
No. But, I mean, like, I just got a new heart rate monitor, like, last week.
For home?
Oh, yeah.
Like the O2 on your finger?
I've had that for a while. Yeah, no, I got, like, a real, like, blood pressure, like, pump one. Because my dad says, like, that's the legit. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, that's the legit one.
Who's
yeah.
listening to monitor that?
Who's listening?
Is your dad a doctor?
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah, but that's why I'm neurotic.
Do we know this?
Yes, I always
that's
tell you that.
He's an emergency physician. He's 81 and he still works four nights a week.
Welcome to this week's episode of Don't Worry About It.
You can just call us the Tampa Twins.
Oh my God. Here. Am I going to get jealous by the end of this?
No, you're one of the same. Like,
Okay. We are born on the same day.
I always talk about this. Yeah. Isn't there one other friend that you have, September 23rd?
No, our other best friend, her husband was born on the 23rd.
Okay. Well, that's a stretch.
Do you like him?
It's a stretch. Yeah, he's missing a tooth too.
Okay, so Vicky grew up in Tampa.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then you guys went to SMU together.
Yeah. Yeah.
We went to high school. We met freshman year of high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, grunge.
She's really gothic.
I was like goth grunge.
Yeah. Stop.
And I didn't have any friends.
She's dipping her toe back in that look, by the way.
I know.
Yeah. I didn't have any friends, and I remember I think we had the same homeroom.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey. And she was fascinated because I was eating a fluff sandwich. She's like, I can't believe you're eating
fluff.
A marshmallow. And I was like, my dad made it for me.
What was it? The
good looking woman? GLW?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, good looking woman.
Did
every
you ever
morning.
See GLW on her lunch?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. He would wake us up every morning before golf because I would spend the night always like during the week. And he'd be like, good looking woman, wake up. Yeah, like for sure. He was very involved.
So I didn't have any. Age. It was like It was the first homecoming game. It was homecoming.
Yeah.
And I didn't know anyone. And she went to like a Catholic school before going into academy. So she had like her whole crew. And I was like, can I go to the game with you guys? Like, it was really sad. And she was like, yeah, but I'm dressing you. I was like, okay. So I showed up and she put me in new clothes.
Yeah.
Really? And then the rest is history.
Yeah.
Very Regina George of you.
Yes. I guess so.
So Vicky and I have the same birthday. Both of our fathers are physicians.
Yes.
I mean, the list goes on.
Both
Hottie
of our moms
were
nurses.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, your mom's a nurse?
She was. Like back in the day. Yeah.
Same.
Yeah, I know.
This is crazy.
That's why I'm like so neurotic. I don't know how you're not neurotic.
The list goes on. Well, because you have Virgo tendencies, maybe?
I think so. I think I have like neurotic Virgo. And
do you
like,
know what your rising sign is?
No, I don't. And my sister says
or
I need to get.
Or your moon?
No, she says I need to get all this checked out. And it's like on a 2024 priority list. Because I want to get the astrology.
Are you 1981?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I want to get the I want to get the reading done where they do like your
the
actual birth time.
But,
yeah.
Before this is over, I'm going to make you do it's an app called CoStar.
Okay.
And all you do you know what time you were born?
I do.
You know what time I was born?
No, I don't know. What time,
what time of day you were born?
No, but I can text my sister.
Text somebody. We can find out in a few minutes, and I'm so curious to know.
Yeah.
But this is so fascinating to me because you have two best. I mean, are we your best friends in the world?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same birthday.
The whole entire world.
So crazy.
Our parents have the same professions.
Yeah.
Like, that's bizarre.
Isn't that weird?
So crazy.
Same birthday is really.
It's
fucking
pretty
weird.
Dope.
And met when we were.
That
like,
means you're like very you're very into.
I know
consistent.
What I need.
Yeah.
You know what I need.
Very consistent.
And I'm married to a Libra.
Yes, you are.
Both my kids are Libras.
That's really weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I just like to stay in the Libra pool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys are a fan of Aquarians.
We are.
Yeah.
Is your husband an Aquarius?
Libra.
Oh, your husband's a Libra too.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
that's
about
great.
You?
He's a Cancer.
Oh, I love Cancers now.
Yeah.
My other husband, my youngest child,
really?
Is a Cancer.
He's a Cancer, yeah. I mean, my husband's like my handler, so.
Don't tell me he's June 28.
No. He's July 13th.
Okay.
I was going to say, you don't know your, I was like, you don't know Smith's birthday.
Yeah, I hope that's it.
Oh my God, this is all so fascinating. I don't even know where to begin.
I know. Are you already looking up your stuff?
No, I'm texting my sister. Oh, does she know what time I was
born? Look at her little gadgets.
Did you used to have an issue with Cottie, like, and being, like kind of, like, not being able to tie her down to things?
Oh, God, here we go.
Oh, like, flaky?
Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, but I'm just, like, kind of used to it. But yeah, I'm also kind of flaky, too.
You are?
Well, I'm, like, very AD. I have, like, object permanence problems. So it's, like, Cottie and I cannot talk for 6 months.
Yeah.
And it's, like, fine.
Oh.
It's, like, not a big deal.
Okay. And well, then, I'm like, we'll used talk. To that now.
Yeah.
I think I was more needy in my 20s.
Yeah. That yeah. Could, yeah.
I needed her more. And so I was yeah. like, you were needy. Trying to tie her
you
down.
You were needy in college at the beginning.
Yeah, probably.
And like, you iced me.
What do you mean I iced you? Because I like made more friends.
Once again, here we go.
And then we had to like bring you into the mix.
This is so funny.
I'm
okay,
just kidding.
Wait. So Cottie said you live in.
Oh my gosh, Arkansas, and I don't have a tooth as well. And so it's just like on brand right now.
How is Arkansas?
You're gonna
like.
Tweak.
Do you like it there? I know nothing about it.
It is really gorgeous. I don't really even know where it is on a map. I never thought I would live in Arkansas.
Yeah.
And so we moved from San Francisco to Arkansas. Okay. So it was like culture shock.
Yeah.
And I've never lived like, let alone in like. Totally somewhere like Arkansas, but like a small town.
Yeah,
it's like so weird, but it is really awesome. Like, we love it. It's gorgeous. It's only 2 hours to my family. So
is your family still in Florida?
In Florida. Okay. Yeah, so it's just like much more
have
central.
You been there, Cottie?
To Florida?
No, to Arkansas.
Oh yeah.
And it's basically free to live.
Once.
Yeah. Okay.
I went once.
It's like free?
Yeah. Like, my husband says it's like free to live.
It really,
like,
I mean,
it's like they're like, yeah. Your rent's a dollar.
Yeah, basically.
But, do you guys own a house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
It's just,
it's
yeah.
like that, almost to the point where like one room has like just a Peloton and like feathers hanging on the wall, and I'm like, what is this?
This
and
is
then,
our dream
then
catcher
they
room?
Have like they
the what
dream catcher room? Room?
Oh,
do you actually have one?
She gave me shit for having dream catchers over
like,
Ted's
can't
bed.
Do that anymore?
Anymore? Is it like like somehow racial, like racially offensive.
Yeah,
a dream catcher.
It's like cultural appropriation.
Yes, that's
I don't
the,
think
that's,
it
thank
is.
You. That's the term I was
they're
looking
still,
for.
They're still like functional.
And they're
though.
Really pretty.
Functional.
But, yeah. But it's like, you know,
they're functional. People still sell them.
Okay, how did you lose your tooth?
Okay, yeah, so
how did you?
So my husband was like gone, and he was like, he like left for San Francisco for the week. So I'm like, great, I can be like a garbage human being. And so I was like eating. He makes like homemade ice cream, and I was like eating homemade ice cream, watching The Real Housewives in bed, because like I'm never allowed to do that
dream.
At home, like when he's there. And
why he won't let you watch Housewives or eat in bed?
She's
got
let me watch Housewives actually. Cause
no,
he said
she's
it
got encouraged. Slug-like tendencies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm really lazy.
Okay.
Like I can
okay.
lay in bed for days at
okay.
a time.
Okay.
And just like evaporate.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And just be like,
yeah.
feed me.
Yeah. Okay.
And I have no problem. I don't get guilty.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
I'm oh,
like,
no.
Why would I feel guilty?
We get home, just okay. had a coffee, and I'm like, yeah. let me guess, laying down again? She's like,
yeah, I'm in bed, just like
laying in
scrolling
Ted's
on
bed.
TikTok.
Did you spend the night last night?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Cute. Where were you staying before?
In Santa Monica, but oh. down at the Hutton Lane with oh. Target people.
Okay. Okay.
So right. I'm okay, eating so yeah. eating ice cream, uh-huh. like I'm like downing it, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh my God, someone just murdered my face. Like, I thought I got shot in the face or was having a stroke. So I'm like freaking out, crying, calling my husband. He's like, do I need to come home? And went to the dentist the next day, and I'm just like, my face is just, I don't know what tooth it is. So the dentist is like trying to like tap on it. He was like, I don't know, I gotta send you to like my colleague.
What?
And his colleague's like, who does like the root canal and the diagnostic stuff. Of course, yeah. this guy's like all booked. So he's yeah. like, I guess I'm gonna send you to like the BD team guy. He was like, we haven't worked with him that often. This guy's like an hour away. Like, I'm in Arkansas, like he's in remote Arkansas, and I come in here, I can't. So when I go to the guy who has to like diagnose me, I can't even understand him because he's like, hello? Like, he's just this Arkansas
no.
accent.
No.
He's like, and I'm like,
stop.
And then his nurse kept patting me on the back like this, and I'm just like burping a baby, you know? And I'm just like, what is going on? I'm in rural Arkansas, like at a random dentist who like
licking your teeth to find out
like,
which
I just
want to
let you know I don't give painkillers. And of course I'm thinking, well, why doesn't he give painkillers? Like, did he get caught like giving someone painkillers, feeling them
like
up?
You're faking
yeah.
it?
Or is he a drug
oh.
addict? Or was he like molesting
oh, yeah.
people?
Yeah.
By giving like in the chair?
But
you know, all these things are going
wow,
through my mind.
Theories, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so they do like this, like, I don't know if anyone's had like to lose a tooth. Obviously not, because you guys like have full teeth. I'm really jealous of you right now. Diagnose which one it was, because we didn't even, I couldn't even tell them which tooth it was. They like put fire on each teeth. They like take out the, and I don't know.
Where was the pain coming from?
It was radiating. It was just radiating.
But not, like, you weren't sure if it, you.
I thought it was my gums, maybe.
Okay,
I didn't,
but like,
know.
In your mouth, not like, yeah, your cheeks or something.
It was my cheeks. Like, I was like, maybe I have cancer of the cheek. Is that a thing?
Here we go.
Like, my grouper cheeks are getting
grouper
cancer.
Grouper cheeks.
They've been big my whole life, so cancer, it's, like, of more cheek. Of a probability of the grouper cheeks.
Oh, Dad, you are so one of us. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So he's, like, then, so he takes, like, a, they take, like, a metal thing, and they, like, make it really hot, and they do, like, torture on each teeth to tooth. See which one it is. Yeah, tooth. I can't even
it's
talk.
It's like if they weren't loose before, they yeah. are now.
Then they take cold and do cold on each, yep. And then finally I'm, like, okay, and then they take, like, a hammer.
Stop.
It was the worst experience.
So what did they find out?
Well, it was this tooth, because finally he did
you
it, and I was
such?
Like, I was like, ah! I like screamed bloody yeah. murder.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right. He was like, well, we're gonna have to drain all the. He was like, he looked at it. He took X-rays. He's like, we can't even do a crown. There's two cracks. We're gonna have to drain all the nerves out of your teeth. Out of your tooth.
Nerve so, drain anyway?
Yeah, nerve drain. So I got this nerve drain. It's all the rage.
Yeah.
And like, basically, they make it a dead tooth so that the next week you can get it pulled. So I had to get it pulled the next
what
week.
What happened
doesn't
to it, though?
Doesn't seem official.
How they did said that they, happen?
I have no clue. I think it's inner trauma. Now I have to do ayahuasca.
You think your body created that, like, injury because of,
I've
like, psychological trauma?
Yeah. But I don't know what the trauma is, though. I can't really pinpoint it.
Wait, so it was like an infection of the nerves were infected?
It was two cracks in the tooth.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had like a 19-year-old pull it out the following week.
And then therefore there was like an infection that was causing the pain?
I guess so because it was cracked, yeah. Two huge cracks. So now it's like a six. So to get like
and
a full implant.
So far up that they couldn't even
no, yeah.
The
he
base.
Was like, I won't even do a crown. Yeah, there's nothing we can
so
do.
So now you're in need of an implant?
So now I have to get an implant. I already have the little screw in. It's a 6 month process.
Oh, you have the screw in?
Yeah, I got the screw in.
Can you smile for us?
Yeah.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
It's a huge gap.
Luckily, it's back there, though. Can you imagine?
I keep getting lip filler.
Oh,
to
my
try
mom.
To cover it.
My mom
didn't
had
they give
the
you,
front
like, a fake,
missing.
Like clip in?
They did, but it makes me a flipper.
A tape in?
Yeah, but it makes me have a really big lisp.
Oh.
I like talk like this.
Oh, God.
And then it like,
this
yeah,
is better
gross.
Than that. You really yeah. kind of can't tell.
Yeah, it's just when I smile a
just
lot.
Just blow up your lips a little more.
Yeah, I know. That's what my sister keeps saying. She's like, just get more filler.
Are you down with filler?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. I learned so much last night.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
Okay, so what did we discover last night about her filler and Botox sensibilities?
Oh, she fills everything in her face.
Yeah,
do you
know.
Fill your commas? This is what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Cotty, like, you see this, I got to get, you see this little, like, indentation in my temple?
Look at me.
Oh, your sperm, like, eyebrows look better.
And then, yes, Cotty said I have sperm eyebrows. Anyways, but I'm doing my temples and my chin, which I like.
Oh, the hollowness
yeah,
here.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. my doctor was telling me that, like, as women age, they get more masculine.
You guys both
looking?
Have the same chin.
But a little cleft chin? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all the rage.
Yeah.
Did
yeah.
you guys make that or
yeah,
born with it?
Yeah, we made it. Like, go to the
shut
same
the
doctor.
Fuck up, did you?
No, we were born with it.
Okay.
This is like a fat
pocket. Do you know
pocket.
That a lot of doctors, in fact, now will be like, do you want me to fill that? And I'm like, no, I'm into
really?
It.
Really? Oh.
So my sister has one too.
Yeah.
And she let a doctor fill it once. And she was like, why did I do that? I'm like, I don't know. She hasn't done it again.
Does it last forever?
All my kids have it too.
It's cute.
Really? Yeah. I wish I had one.
Wait, more masculine? Yeah, we could give you one. Wait, more masculine?
She's like, just as women, she said just as women get older, like,
hollowness.
Face, yeah, it gets hollowish, and that makes it, like, more masculine. So that's why she started to do, that's why like, people
more
are doing
masculine.
Temp-healing.
Hollow, maybe.
Yeah.
More masculine only if you're really, like, using these masseter muscles, and then those are getting, like, big. But, yeah, I mean, it's all, like, it's all a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is a slippery
slope. As we get older.
Don't fuck with your neck, please.
Why?
Don't do anything to your neck.
Why? Because
you have the sweetest neck, and it'll make me so sad when you start.
Do you want to do something with your neck?
Yeah, I want it to be like
it's
this.
It's so soft looking. No, it's
I just
such
want
a
like
good,
a hard line.
You have such
you know,
a
like
sweet
a,
neck. Don't
I have
fuck
a good
with
jawline,
it.
I think.
You do.
A sweet. You
it's
want
a sweet
a
neck.
Sweet little neck.
Yeah.
It's so soft looking.
Vampire.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's crazy though. Like from 42 to 45 is when the neck declines, at least if you're like fair, you're pretty fair. What is your national, like, what is your background, like, nationality?
Czech and Irish.
Okay, Irish.
Yeah.
German.
Yeah.
I think it's the Irish.
Yeah.
Those fuckers have very fair skin.
They're the worst genetics.
Fair skin.
Yeah.
I mean, beautiful, I guess, with like eyes and hair, but the skin is so damn fair that it does not age well.
Are you Irish?
I saw this.
Kiss me, I'm Irish. Yes. You know, my mother is Irish.
Wait, are you Irish?
Yeah.
You know why we're so hungry the whole time? Because of the potato famine, and it's like generational trauma in our cells.
Where'd you Google that?
I saw it on TikTok.
We need to get into that. But no, I'm like 45, 50% Irish.
I'm like my 80.
My mom's fully. I'm also 50% Ashkenazi Jew.
Go figure.
She's checked her heart rate.
Oh, let me, give me.
Oh, I'm 68, bitches.
Here, what? Give me. Gosh, you're so calm.
I know I am. You guys
so
think I'm
Vicky
crazy.
Just got a Garmin yesterday due to Cotty's
current obsession.
She got it delivered by Target in under an hour.
Oh my god, I love that. How much is it?
It's $2.99.
Shit. Let me are you going to become obsessed? Is my question. Is this going to create some anxiety? Do you have anxiety?
Oh yeah, oh, horrible. So I already
who do you
got
think's the worst out of three of us?
Maybe me. I don't know. She's easy to take
when
down.
When did you first?
I'm
you
really
can take
easy
her,
to
you
take
can
down.
Just, you can kick her by the knees and she's done.
Like, I could be triggered by anything.
When
like,
did you
could...
first get, like, your first panic attack?
So my first panic attack was when...
With me.
In college, mm-hmm. when I smoked a blunt after a day of, after a night of drinking.
Mm-hmm. 52, is that good?
Oh, gosh, you're so
are you kidding
calm.
Me?
You're
keep
so
it on.
Healthy.
No, keep it on for a minute.
Wait, just wait till she talks and just see.
We're gonna you think I'm gonna, you're going to make me nervous?
No, you won't get nervous.
I wonder what your blood pressure is, though. That's what she does to me.
How do you do you can't do that from this. You have to do it. Do you have a blood pressure thing? Yeah?
Yeah, of course. Everyone should.
My doctor did say he was like, do you take it? Yeah.
After I had Dom, my blood pressure was higher.
Yeah.
51.
What the fuck?
Did you work out today?
You on sedatives?
No, I'm just fit, you guys. Always? Just embrace it.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. She's fit. We're not.
Okay, 54.
Ooh, that could be like a leaky valve.
That's really, Cotty, that's really you are just so you see how she's triggering?
My dad we'll call my dad, we'll ask him.
That's really low.
No,
that's
it's
like,
not.
That's like Olympic athlete low.
She's fit.
She's not an Olympic athlete.
You're trying to tweak her out.
No,
that's
no,
so
you're
rude.
Not. You're not gonna tweak. I have a low like body temp. Like I'm always like 97 something.
Yeah.
And then my blood pressure is like low, but not like in a good way. Low.
Yeah.
Like I think once it's so low, then it's bad. Yeah. But
have you ever gotten your thyroid checked?
Yeah.
Of course. Oh, you have?
Of course.
No, Nicole has a really low, really like that low all the time. Like always in the 50s, low 50s.
Yeah.
And then she realized because she's pregnant now that. She has a non-functioning thyroid because that's one of the main a low heart rate is one
you
of the
you would
main.
Know that with blood work long before that I would think they check your thyroid often.
No, she didn't know until she was pregnant.
Oh, I've had thyroid stuff done. I forget why exactly, but I think they typically will do that in your like comprehensive like annual blood panel. No?
I think so.
I don't know. I get a blood panel.
I don't know.
Yeah. Have you had your thyroid checked?
I don't know. I just get like annual blood work done.
Okay, we should maybe just start making a of all the shit we're
well,
gonna do.
I know,
do
I'm like, here's my notes app. I'm like, okay, 2024, like what I need to do.
You look
for.
Good with a Garmin, Sam.
So, your first,
I'm gonna get
53. Your first panic attack, were you in your 20s?
Yeah, well, yes. I was like a junior in college, I think.
I remember we were in like the main hall at school.
Here.
And no, you had to take me to the ER. Remember? I thought I was having a heart attack.
Oh, same.
Yeah, and you were like really high and you were like, God.
Fun.
The funny part was it's like karma because the weekend before, Cotty and I got high with someone, one of our friend's sisters who is older.
Do your parents know you used to smoke weed?
Yeah. Okay. And she had a panic attack and we had to take her to the ER for a panic attack the weekend before. And Cotty and I were laughing the whole time because we thought it was hilarious. We're like, ha, ha, ha. And then the next weekend, the same thing happens to me. And I'm like, I call my dad. And my dad's an ER physician.
Yeah.
And
perfect.
So like he's talking to the ER physician and he's like, I think you got, like my dad just like did not get it.
Your dad thought you were
he
like
thought
roofied
I got drugged or roofied or something.
And then I start tweaking. I was like, fuck. We all got roofied.
She's easy to tweak out. We can give her one right now.
Yeah.
Like, isn't it weird to think about the days where, and I don't know if you still smoke weed or not. Like, I mean, you know, now it's legal. I mean, anyone can smoke weed. But before pre-panic attack, do we remember how stoned you were at any point, like, and before you would ever, where you wouldn't get a panic attack, where you didn't make you tweaky?
No.
Yeah.
So for years. For years.
My best self.
For years, you smoked, like, you were super stoned and there was, like, no anxiety. And then suddenly, all of a sudden, you're like.
Like, why does that happen? Yeah. It's that feeling where you're like, I think I'm going to die.
There's no turning. But then there's no, you'll never not.
There's no going back.
You'll never forget that feeling. No, so, like, exactly. Even if you're comfortable being, like, mildly high or whatever, there's always that, like.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like, if you get
it's that little voice that's like, we could go here.
If you
we
get
could
a little go here, strong,
you're
like,
good at going
like,
there.
No, yeah. No. It's
that little voice that goes, I'll show you the way.
Yeah.
It's funny. You know,
just
I always,
tell everyone you're not feeling well and go lay down and just freak out in the bedroom by yourself. That's
exactly.
What my voice says.
Keep yourself alive.
Yeah. And keep yourself alive and think about
I'm
like what's going
like,
to happen after you die.
I have to think, like, it feels like I'm the only one who's going to like keep myself living. Like if I don't focus on it that hard.
Yeah.
But then I wonder, and I've said this to you before, do you think that it's mainly our generation and beyond because of just like the vast amount of information and all the, you know, all the stuff at our fingertips, all of like too much information, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Do you think that people 20 years before in their 20s, 30 years, clearly there was a percentage of people maybe that had anxiety, but the panic seems to be so widespread that it's like, I would say 80% of people, I mean, anyone has had bouts with it. And do you think that was like that 20, 30 years ago?
No, I don't even think they knew what it was.
Yeah.
No.
And I also think it's contagious because, like, I didn't even know what a panic attack was before college.
Yes.
And, like, we had a friend.
No, I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, I was like, we had a friend who was like.
What? No.
Who was like, I'm having panic attacks. And then I'm like, huh. Am I having a panic attack?
like racing heart, danger, 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 danger.
Yeah.
And in fact, I mean, clearly, yes, that can be a sign of something more severe. But it's like that's, you know, it's a scary feeling. But oftentimes you're like, calm down, you're fine.
It's an awful fucking feeling.
Awful.
Until you go to therapy for it and then you realize they're like, stop giving it so much power. It's just a feeling.
Yeah.
It's not dangerous.
But
it's
it
not
feels
kill you.
So.
But it's the way your body reacts.
Yeah.
When you are in a terrifying or like dangerous,
dangerous
situation.
But that's what's so crazy because that is real.
Yeah.
Even though these thoughts might not be, that presents as real.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Nighty Night.
Oh,
it has
the
valerian root.
Yes.
Valerian root. And you know what else? Sakara has the valerian root. And what else it has? Catnip.
What?
In which one?
I thought catnip was an upper.
Sakara has a sleep tea? I need all. I don't know, guys. I have not been sleeping.
It's catnip. And catnip for a cat. Uh-huh. Gets them like,
yeah.
But I think for us, just knocks us out.
Really?
No, catnip makes them chill.
Yeah, whatever.
Oh, I thought catnip was
the
like
opposite
cat cocaine.
Of what you just said.
No, it's cocaine. It is cat.
I thought
cocaine.
It was cat cocaine.
It is.
I thought catnip chilled them out.
No, it gets them all.
And then I thought if you give it to your dog, it's like then your dog's
Let's
like
see.
Blowing lines.
How have you been sleeping?
Yeah, I had a sleep score up to 40.
40?
40. This one, I walk into her room because it's her first night with her freaking activity watch.
Yeah.
I go,
activity watch.
First of all, I open the door.
It's like you're a toddler.
Yeah. I know. I really am.
I open the door and she's like, you know, banana slug.
I'm all like cocooned in.
Yeah. I open the door. It's like a wall of heat. I was like, gross. And she's listening to cricket sounds. And
yeah,
because like,
that's my call
ew.
Map.
I'm like, you're like an iguana.
Yeah.
I was like, how'd you sleep? She's like shit. And I'm like, really? I was like, check your sleep score.
I thought the upper lip deck was going to
check her sleep score. She had a fucking 90. It
I
was
know.
Like, you slept great. Your body's fully charged again.
But then
again.
You creeper, she was like, I was watching
really
you sleep, and you didn't move. I was like, what if I was doing something weird? Like, that's awkward.
Gross,
watching
in my son's bed?
I would never do that.
Okay, well,
but it
was
creepy that
I
you
was
were
hoping.
Wait, do you really think it's accurate, the sleep score?
Yeah, 100%.
I don't know.
Yeah, 100%.
I woke up and coughed a few times.
Okay, wait. So let's just circle back. The Mounjaro shot, which is now going to be always referred to as Kilimanjaro.
Yes.
So Cotty has had done Ozempic. I mean, I don't know, what, for a month or two or something, give or take? And your main issue with that was just like...
Made you feel like shit.
The
nausea,
right? What else was the worst part
Did
of
you ever like throw up or no?
No.
It just nausea?
Oh, you don't, and you don't poop.
And are you tired?
Oh, you're fucking exhausted. Oh, okay. Now,
probably
now I'm
not,
remembering
Because
things.
You're not eating enough and then that makes you
no,
tired?
No, it just makes you fatigued.
Okay.
I don't know why.
Okay.
I think it just slows everything down so it makes you fatigued.
Yeah.
You cannot keep your eyes open.
Okay.
You're
tired?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
So
cannot
tired.
But could you sleep good?
Yeah, you slept fine.
At least you could sleep good.
Yeah.
Okay, constipated, nauseous.
Constipated, very nauseous.
Okay.
And then blurry vision.
What?
The fact that I didn't tweak out over those. Okay, so wait,
how did you not have a panic attack?
Because I knew it was.
Because you knew what it was.
It wasn't panic. It wasn't triggering like panic in you.
No.
No, I was just
so
like.
You were anxious.
Like, I remember trying to read a book when we went on a staycation and being like, I can't read shit. I was like, you know, because your eyes get really blurry.
Is that really a side effect? I don't know how you find this shit. Like, I don't even like Googling a lot of things because then I'll be like, oh, I have it.
Yeah.
I'll
for
like,
sure.
Oh.
Yeah, old cheek cancer. Yeah. Gerber cheeks over
Gerber
here.
Gerber cheek cancer, yeah.
Okay, so let's, because I don't want to stay on the Ozempic thing forever, but I do want to say that we had have a few friends who had taken the Mounjaro.
Yes.
And said, you know, people that maybe, I don't know, some of them taking it like for long term and some of them doing it for a week or two at a time and saying
it's a miracle drug for them.
Saying
like,
that, you know, they're it's, that have tried Ozempic too. They're like, I'm not as nauseous.
Yeah.
I'm not constipated, no side effects. Just kind of like taking it, I don't know, a couple times a year for like a week or two at a time. I'm like
do a detox.
Yeah, I'm like, Cotty, and people that I know too, I'm like, you got to try this. Like this just kind of seems
it was
like
awful.
Ideal. So, but what you did say is that you weren't as nauseous as the Ozempic.
You're not nauseous at all.
You aren't constipated.
No. Very regular, actually.
Yeah. And then, but you were,
you're
like
panicky.
Panicky.
You're tweaky.
And then you haven't really slept good since.
Nope. And then you start going, is this going to be forever and ever and ever?
Well, with anything, you do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything that happens, right?
Yeah.
You're like you're almost
I can't shake it. That's
speaking
like
of,
you get high and do it. You're like, am I going to be high the rest
speaking
of my life?
Speaking of panic.
Yeah. Yeah. You're like, I'll be sober. I'm a nun.
Yes, exactly. I'm never doing this again.
Yeah.
Annie wrote, speaking of.
She's going to the doctor.
Oh, she going to the ENT?
Okay, so what are you doing with the rest of your Kilimanjaro?
Oh, Duran's going to be there?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, good. They'll see each
My
other.
My husband and Cotty's sister are going to be at the ENT today at the same time.
Oh,
so what are your plans for the rest of it?
Bye-bye. I'll throw it out.
All right, I got my time of birth.
Oh,
what
good.
Was your time of birth?
10:22 p.m.
Oh, ooh. God, how inconvenient.
I know, right?
Do you get more anxiety at night?
Who doesn't?
No, that's why I'm asking.
No one wakes up with it.
No.
I think it's... I haven't noticed. Yeah, I think it's this. It can come at any moment.
Yeah.
Oh. Or moments where I'm like, I can't get out of this situation. You know, those moments where you're like maybe now. Or you're like, oh, what if a panic, like on a plane.
Like, you're like, I'm on a podcast.
I get plane anxiety not because it's going to crash. I'm like, whatever, let it be. It's more
smoke
like,
if you got 'em.
Oh, if I wanted to leave this situation, I can't.
Yeah.
And what if I was having a heart attack?
That's
like, is there a doctor on the plane?
That's my number one thing. Like, even when we go to basketball games or whatever, like, I'll be like, I mean, I can obviously leave, but I'm like, it's like so like.
And social. Yeah. Is that social anxiety?
I think so. No, I think so. And I used to not want to
totally
go or travel places if there aren't hospitals close.
Yes. Yes. Or if you go to another country, you're like.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah. And we love to travel.
What's my exit plan?
Yes.
And this is why.
That's what it is. I always want an exit plan.
No,
you're
and this
so
is
right.
why, like, I don't want to do any drug again. You know, I haven't since high school, really. But like that is a commitment of time where I'm like, I want off of this ride and you can't get off.
Yes,
like, sure, you could be a little too stoned, but that's pretty quick. I mean, unless you eat weed.
And the gummies,
those are too much.
The edibles
Or like
are
if you
commitment.
Drank like one drink too much, you're like, okay, drink water. Like I'm fine within like a 30 minutes. But those things where, you know.
You can't have a quick, I need a quick pivot.
No, where I'm like, I'm on this ride and
there's nothing
no
you can do.
Yeah.
But you know what? Now I go traveling.
Yeah.
It makes me panic where I'm like, I don't have healthcare access, which I know I do, but it's not familiar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Where I go, the likelihood I'm going to need it, hopefully very low.
Or just
low.
Like antibiotics and you're in like a foreign country that they don't speak English, you know, everywhere.
Yeah, that takes
whatever.
The thrill out of travel for me.
I mean, Duran had to go to the hospital in Japan because of his tonsils, remember? I told you.
That is scary.
And first we ended up at a pediatric hospital. They're like, we're only for kids. And it was just like a miscommunication.
Yeah.
And then we went to the next one and I did my, you know, my translator. And I'm like, this happens to him all the time. He has tonsillitis. And then he's like, they're going to want to take him out. I was like, you know what? Fuck you. I'm going back to the hotel. And I've like left him. He was like so mean. He was so mean to me. I had the kids with me. I had to go back to the hotel anyway. But I had to leave him there. He thought they were going to give him a tonsillectomy, but he just needed. I mean, he ended
They're
up
like
getting
90
one.
Night.
But once we got home a few months later, but he needed antibiotics. I mean,
Last time we were in Mexico City, we were at like a Michelin star restaurant. This was just like in September.
Oh, yeah.
And I had to leave the restaurant because I was like, well, I was trying not to drink. So I took like a tincture that my sister gave me.
Yeah.
Because I was like a like THC tincture and like put it in my little mocktail. Yeah. And then I was having a diabetic episode because the mocktail had too much sugar. Stop and it. I got blurry vision. And I was like, Smith, you got to take me to the Mexican ER. And he's like, God damn it. And we had to leave this Michelin star restaurant. The poor people were like, what's going on? And I'm like, I'm sweaty.
Even that could cause anxiety because you know it's like a long dinner.
Exactly. And I was like, I've got 14 more courses to go, Smith. And I'm like, just take him to go. He was like, they don't go here.
The best is I know Vicky's panic face.
Like, you
so
know
well.
My panic, and so does my husband.
She starts like,
yeah, like, I try to act cool.
Yeah, and then she'll start like drinking an obscene amount of water.
Yeah,
there you go.
Water does help.
It does. Because I'm like, I'm dehydrated. Maybe this is just dehydration.
No, water can sometimes just flush feeling away.
Yeah.
And are you on any antidepressants or anti-anxiety? You are?
I've been on Celexa for 20 years.
Oh, okay.
And like
what is Celexa?
That's what Claudia's on too.
Yeah. I know the name. Is it like a Zoloft? Mm-hmm. But you like it better. I'm on Zoloft.
Yeah. I don't. It's like I got put on it for my anxiety like when I was 20 and I just kept the train going.
Yeah.
And so I've never even thought
it's
about it.
It's pretty good for anxiety.
Else. Yeah.
But you, I mean, because you were on the Lexapro, you like this better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fine. I
my
don't
sister's
really
a
notice
big,
difference.
A big Prozac.
Really?
Right now.
Oh, everyone I know. She is it like was, in again?
I think it is. Prozac Nation.
Yeah.
She was on Zoloft on and off, like me, kind of, I feel like, since our 20s. And she said she likes the Prozac better. I don't know exactly why. I never really had an issue with Zoloft, so I stuck with it.
Yeah. We have a friend who bounced around.
Yeah.
After her second kid, I think. And she's on Prozac now, and she loves it.
Yeah. I don't know. It's having a
it's having a comeback. Yeah.
Well, Prozac.
It's like 90s grunge.
Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, Prozac was like the first one where it was taboo. We were she's on Prozac.
Yeah.
No, yes, you exactly. Know? I don't find it taboo at all. But
no, not
but
at all.
I also do think there's something to some of those drugs that have been around the longest. I
yeah,
mean, they
yeah.
really
they know about it. Yeah,
and we know the trajectory and you know the potential.
Anthony Soprano was on it, and that was like 20 years
ago. Who was?
Tony Soprano.
Oh God,
that's right.
It was very like taboo then. So do you have animals?
Yes, two dogs.
Yeah,
there we go.
And that's it. You know, I don't have kids.
Yeah, I know you don't have kids. You never wanted kids.
No.
Okay.
No.
Like hard no.
You've always been like that.
I just never really thought about it.
Yeah.
And then people will ask, like, be like, oh, well, did you and your husband discuss it?
Yeah, did you?
And this is really bad because you obviously should, but we never just, it never came up because it was never top of mind.
Yes.
And then we really didn't discuss it till like 3 years ago where I was like, oh, shit, like, if he, you know, I had that in.
How
I was
funny.
Like, I was like, oh shit, if he wants kids, we should probably talk about that. You know, it was
we
like.
We should probably
it
divorce.
It was like taking out the garbage. I was like, oh yeah, we need to talk about that.
How funny. So it was just never a topic.
It was just never a topic because it was never top of
Which
mind for either
of us. Which
kind
of tells you that it's.
Yeah, we both didn't want it. Yeah.
Or that it wasn't a priority.
It just wasn't a priority because it wasn't even top of mind.
So, but you never like. Because I wasn't one of those girls who always was thinking, I need kids, I want to be a mom, I want to be a mom. I just kind of assumed that I would be. But then once I you know, met Jerron and got married, I was like, oh, cool, let's have kids.
Yeah.
Like
I never had that feeling. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, which I think
and
is interesting.
And even now, like, there's zero.
No. And I feel like I'm around kids all the time, though. That's the
you
thing.
Are.
And I love kids. Mm-hmm. Like,
Where does your sister live?
So my sister's in Florida, I have another sister in Texas, and then I have a brother in Portland.
Whoa. They all have kids.
And they all have kids. And then my husband's...
Where are you in the lineup of the siblings?
Second. So there's five total, second to last.
Oh, whoa.
And like 15 years across the span. Yeah.
Whoa.
So like
total.
My older sister's more like kind of raised me.
I saw
And the brother's the youngest.
Yeah.
He's
Dr.
Hot.
Danny.
Did they want... He's a doctor?
Yeah.
What kind
Dr.
of doctor?
Danny. He's a
radiologist.
Yeah.
Wait, so... Did they want a boy? Is that why they had the fifth? Or they just wanted a lot
no,
of kids?
I think they just kept like having
they
sex.
They just were like
So wait,
rabbits.
You so do you feel like safe having all these doctors in the family? Or not really?
No, because they do not.
Do you think it gives you more anxiety?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
So like one thing that like even gives my husband anxiety and then I think, oh, I grew up with this is like so we were at like my dad is always on call.
Yeah.
He loves being on call. He
thrives
in emergencies.
That's great because I think you have to somehow make yourself love it.
Yeah.
If that's your...
And so he's got this, like, you know, cell phone, but it like talks, right? Yeah. Like it's always on speaker. It's like a radio, right?
Yeah.
So like he'll be on call. Like we were at Burns Steakhouse, which is like the great, the nicest restaurant in Tampa. And he's like on call and it's like MD5, MD5. And this will happen at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah.
And everybody knows, turn off the TV and be silent. And it'll be like, MD5, you have a 62-year-old man, blood pressure, this, da-da-da-da. Can we, you know, should we do... You know, he's calling, like, time of death, or he's saying take him to the hospital, like, all these things.
He would have been fine if he had a blood pressure at home.
Right? And so it's like, that was, like, the norm in our family, like, these, like, ER little mini episodes coming up.
And
so
sort of like a immediate, like,
and then
panic.
It's like, and it's like, oh, this man just died in the shower, and you're like, all these, like, and it's in Florida, right? So it's crazy shit,
no,
too.
No, and my dad wasn't
I don't know if you experienced that.
Well, I would hear, like,
hear shit.
Yeah, this person should have done this, and this, you know, they have this terminal disease, or, you know, I mean, endless things.
Yeah.
Endless things.
Yeah.
All the time. And my mom did experimental drug research in San Diego with, like, hemophiliacs, and then she was also in, like, pediatrics for a long time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, it's like death.
Yeah, death. It's that death. Like, I think I need a death doula, by the way.
Yeah. Can I be a part? Can I do that with you?
I went in on that.
I want in.
Because, yeah, I think it's this death is always around you in these scenarios and these stories. And I'm, like, a very narrative learner. And I think I was just absorbing it. And even over Christmas, like, I had to walk out of the restaurant because I was like, I can't handle these, like, beeper calls, you know, these radio calls anymore.
Yeah. And I think as you age, too, your perception of mortality becomes so different. I mean, like, I'll see someone with, like, gray hair walking down. I'm like, oh, she's an oldie. Like, you know, she hasn't got much time left. Yeah. Like, I have the weirdest thoughts.
Yeah.
Oh, I always think about that where I'm like, I'm halfway done. What am I doing?
Me, too. I'm like, it's midlife.
Yeah.
Or like, what when you see someone that's, like,
half of my
really
life
old,
is over. And then
but also, I don't wish that I was younger. No. I think this is the best time of our life, actually.
Yeah.
I
mean, because this is the peak.
Because we've put in the work.
Yeah.
We've, like, suffered the lessons. I mean, and there's always more lessons to be had and more learning to do, obviously. I think that's the key. You just have to keep growing. But it's I would do not wish to be 20 or even 30 again.
Mm.
35 minimum. I mean,
I'd go back to my 30s. I would be crushing it.
Well, yes, if you had all the knowledge you had now. If someone said, I'm going to wipe everything from then to now, would you do it? I wouldn't.
No. I don't know. You get 10 years back.
You're like, Ted's childhood, it's fine.
I mean.
Okay, wait. So download this app called CoStar.
Okay.
We need to do this.
Oh, am I going to do it?
You haven't done it yet?
No.
Oh, we can be friends on it, too. And it'll tell you, like, how we're going to interact for the day.
Do you know how to download an app?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you travel a lot for work?
She travels like bananas for personal pleasure.
You're not afraid of flying?
She also tranquilizes herself.
Yeah, I tranquilize
with
myself.
With what?
Xanax. Okay. That's like, the only time I take Xanax.
Who prescribes you Xanax?
My general practitioner.
Oh.
And he knows that, and he only prescribes me 10 a month.
Does he also give you the Celexa? Or do you see someone separate for that?
No. Okay. I've always had my general practitioner.
Nice.
Because it's like grandfathered in, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
The last flight she went on?
CoStar.
The last flight she went on, Smith told me, her husband was like, she took her Xanax, which was a larger dose than usual, and then passed out, woke up, ate dinner, passed out again, and then woke up and asked if they were going to do dinner soon.
What's a larger dose than usual?
Just like a milligram.
Oh, and so you get 10 ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
To use for travel, which, I mean, I don't even go through that a month.
Yeah.
You guys travel a lot, though.
That's funny.
But, like, we're going to New Zealand in March, and, like, you bet your, you know, ass I'm taking
I don't even like Xanax as recreation. I just, it's, like, my, like, ripcord of, like, help!
Yeah. Yeah. And it's also, like, it's comforting to know that you have.
What does that mean?
So I don't even really
take it. I carried
it
around.
I just want to
have it.
Have it
with
me.
I carried it around. Like, it was, knowing you have it makes, you don't even need it.
Aquarius, my moon is Aries.
Oh. Let me see.
I don't know.
Yeah, birthplace. Yeah, it says it.
So what's 1:30,
1982.
Uh-huh.
11:32 a.m. So you're Aquarius, Aries, Taurus. Fascinating. They feel calm in your presence right now. Enjoy your time
that's
together.
That's why you have a heart rate of 52.
Totally. Enjoy your time together without thinking about whether there will be more. That's totally me.
That's really sweet.
Hold on. I need more of you. Make them a playlist to listen to in the bath.
Aww. Who takes baths?
We're pretty compatible, Kotz.
Yeah.
Oh, Libra, Leo, Taurus.
Ooh.
What does that mean?
Cottie's moon is Taurus too. Oh. Libra, Leo. So you're air, fire, earth.
Oh, good.
Tell us about you. Are you going to, have you seen Cottie's new house?
Yes, we went yesterday.
Did you meet with the designer?
She tore down a bunch of historical trees, we think.
Oh no, you tore out trees?
Yeah.
Where?
Where we're going to build the pool in the ADU.
Oh.
We had to.
What does ADU mean?
I don't know.
Additional dwelling unit?
Oh.
God.
I'm contractor over here.
Mercy.
Well, I mean, you know, it feels a little pretentious to be like in the guest house. But the guest house.
That was pretentious, what you just did.
What?
The ADU.
Yeah.
It seems more like
utilitarian.
Yes.
So I didn't see any crazy trees back there. Were there some like
there were a lot
trees?
Apparently once you remove them you realize how many there were.
It looks like a golf course now.
Yeah, it does.
But you didn't take any from the lawn.
No, we didn't touch the lawn trees.
Don't. Those are beautiful.
Then behind the picket fence, that whatever, area, fine. We kept all the trees lining the fence, but we took out all the
you
center.
Need the pool. I mean, the pool's going to be awesome.
Yeah, that's going to be
it
so
is.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we're meeting with the designer today.
Okay.
And then your kids can move in at any point.
Who's the designer?
Her name's Paula.
You're like, her name's Brady.
Her name's Paula, and she's not, she helps you source things.
Okay.
So she'll get a list of everything you need, present options, and then help you source everything.
Okay.
How did you find her?
Yeah.
Bert and Leanne used
she's
her.
She's a body.
Yeah, she's not. She's on your text chain, your accountability text chain.
She's been doing stuff for Bert and Leanne's houses recently, and like I walked into their ADU, and I'm like, oh my God. This looks so cute. And they're like,
sounds like an IUD. Yeah. You're like, what is that?
I walked into their IUD.
I walked in. Yeah. And then I was like, this is so fucking cute. And Leanne's like, Paula did all of it. She just like, she's a good stager. She's good. And I was like, okay.
I'm like judgy of this decision.
What?
No, I just, I didn't know that you were even like talking to designers. You're going to use her for sure?
Yeah, it's not. She's not real. I don't think she's a designer.
Okay, she's just gonna help you get what you want.
Yeah, yeah. She presents options, and
I'm
she's
the
like
worst at interior design.
Really?
I doubt that.
I don't think so.
I know what I like, but I can't look at a room and be like
the vision.
The
I love
scope
that part.
Of like this like the sizes of things.
Yeah,
like I
like
don't
the depth.
Yes, like I don't have that kind of like conceptual sense unless it's. If it was in person and you moved, like I can be like, love it. Love it. Duran will, because my husband makes furniture, be like, oh, what this sketch or this fabric maybe, but I can't understand the
dimension. The spatial stuff.
I
feel like I'm like that too. Like I'm like, I have no, the heights or like,
yes.
I'm constantly watching TikTok video be like, how should I style that bookshelf?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But
oh,
it's a real,
I crush
it's a
at
real
that.
Skill. No, you're like a
good. I'm great at it.
I'm great at it.
Yeah.
That's the only part I enjoy. Like this renovation part, I'm like, ugh, fine, get it over with.
But the interior.
Like I just can't wait to fill it like a gas.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's going to, like a gas?
Yeah, just like brrr, every nook and cranny.
What does that
cranny.
Mean? Like you're filling up a gas tank?
No, like fill it like a gas, like fill the room with like my energy
like
and my design
gas.
And my look.
Oh, like with your farts?
Yeah.
I've never heard that saying. Is that a saying?
No, like with people like that have
oh,
a lot of
oh, fill it with gas like a car?
No, like.
That's what I said. She has the funniest
so
saying.
Fill so it like a gas. Like we joke like my mom.
Like a smoke bomb.
We'll be like.
Like you just like.
Like people that have a lot of junk and like stuff.
Yeah.
We're like, oh, she'll fill that place like a gas. Like fill it like a gas. Like gas will fill a room.
Do you know what I heard on Housewives? What? They're like, you called her a trampoline with eyes.
I don't get it.
I didn't get it either.
Trampoline. She.
Okay, do
her
you know
boobs
what
boobs are bouncy?
A trampoline with eyes. So, okay, I
okay,
also was like, a trampoline
down.
With eyes, is this a thing? And then I started to think deeply. I'm like, maybe because a facelift? Like, it's so
tight.
Yeah,
I think it's something with the
face.
Yeah.
Like tight,
so tight.
And it's just a trampoline with eyes.
So do we know what it really means?
I'm assuming a face, a tight facelift.
A tight face, okay.
But I don't know.
That
you
takes
thought
a while.
You guys could tell me. Oh, look.
Interesting.
I guess, like, they...
What?
They have
it doesn't
face
say anything.
Oh,
wait,
sorry.
She went away.
Sorry. It's Meredith Marks's face on
oh,
the trampoline.
Oh, I didn't realize that's who it was. Oh, that's so funny.
Oh, my God.
She's the one who got called a trampoline with eyes.
Got it. Okay, there you go.
We're circling back to catnip. It says,
"Oh,
researchers suspect that the herb targets feline happy receptors in the brain. When eaten, however, it tends to have the opposite effect and your cat mellows out."
Oh.
Because why would you give your cat cocaine? your cat.
I thought you just wanted your cat to be like happy, you know?
The cat feels like it's
wait,
like catnip.
So does it say what it does to humans?
What? No, yeah, but be I'll like find what? Be like what happens if I eat catnip?
If I eat it. With a missing tooth.
Yes.
Let's stick your.
Oh, let's do
plug,
an upper.
Let's plug your
an
tooth
upper
with
lip
catnip.
Decky of catnip. Oh,
I might try a decky tonight.
It kind of felt good, but like
it reduces nervousness and anxiety.
Oh,
soothes
catnip bitches.
Soothes stomach cramps.
Oh,
yeah.
Look at that. So we want to get this thing. Have you ever heard people getting tech baskets? Like, I want to get one. And it's basically like
locks up your shit.
No, you basically like go get a basket and you put it outside your door of your bedroom and you never walk into your bedroom with your phone. You always just put your phone in the basket.
Oh, I can get my Juna gummies tomorrow.
So you're not, then you have to get an alarm. So I'm like, that's a logistical nightmare.
My only thing. Yeah, my 12-year-old actually is like wants an alarm clock.
Yeah.
My only thing. I mean, I'm at the age now where my kids are all usually home.
Yeah.
If someone's at a sleepover or something, I have to like have my
phone.
You have
to tend to them, yeah.
But if they're in my house, I guess I could do that.
Yeah,
because otherwise,
totally could.
But if your kids are like teenagers and they're out, you have to.
Yeah,
like,
you have to. That's true. Like if something happens in the middle of the night, that's true.
Have you gotten these yet?
That's what I always, even with my parents, if they needed me in the middle of the night.
That's true.
I don't know.
Great.
Buying.
Sorry, but I love that idea though.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I'm buying them right now.
Will you buy me one?
Buy me one, all of them, will you?
You're not even going to be here to receive yours.
Oh, never mind. I'll just
buy me one and I'll Venmo you.
I forgot
you.
About that.
No, you won't. You never Venmo me.
Oh, God. You're the one. She'll either. Okay. Connie has two speeds.
Is she passive aggressive? And
yeah, she will either Venmo me, like I'll before I even finish the text, I'll be like, will you Venmo? And it's like, cha-ching.
Yeah.
Or I'll be like, Venmo me for like a week or two.
Or one time she was doing it to me and I would send her emojis that were like.
Or she would reject my request.
Just to fuck with her.
But it's one or two. It's one or two. It's
I was at work once and she was
but
like, build me on Venmo. And I was like, well, that's obnoxious. Reject.
Yeah. Well, some people
I'll pay you when I want to pay you.
I'll even tell people like request because I don't want to deal. But I don't know if you're like this with just tasks in general or whether it's like, I'm like, oh, I have to go there. I have to pick up this. Like, Connie needs to Venmo me. I need to drop this off. Like, I don't know. It's just like all like in a list. And then it's like when she continues to do that, it like not just you.
Yeah.
When I can't check something off.
Oh, you don't get the dopamine hit. Yeah. Yeah, and it's annoying. Yeah,
I'm like, I want to just.
That
and it
from shopping.
It actually isn't just a Venmo thing. It could be anything that I'm like, fucking check
it's,
it off.
It's like an ankle biter.
Yeah.
You're I need to get this done, and I need the dopamine.
I want
that it's
my
done.
List.
Yeah.
To be clear.
Yeah.
Not me.
So
you
you're
weasel.
Basically blocking her dopamine.
Yeah. Just know that I was like, she knows me well enough.
Yeah.
You know that I'm like, it's not even about the money or the whatever. But typically, if it's a question I need to ask her, like I'll psychodial or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, your hammer dialer? Yeah.
I will if I need to be. My sister taught me that it actually does work.
I think it does too.
Yeah. I don't do it unless it's like completely necessary.
And especially if you use it strategically.
Yes.
Because I hate talking on the phone.
Yes.
Like, we won't talk. We would never talk on the phone.
No.
We just touch.
She doesn't always answer.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, what's the point?
I send both you bitches to voicemail.
Are you good at answering?
Most of the time my phone's lost. I'm like, I don't know where it is.
That's not Libra in of you.
Yeah, I'm a real. But I did get one of those. Cotty made me get one of those little straps last night.
Really?
She made me get one of those.
Bandolier.
Oh, you ordered it to the house. It wasn't like a 1-hour delivery.
No. I should be wearing.
But you know what? It's really good when you're like farting around your house.
Mm-hmm. Filling it with gas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Gassing your house.
But it's so good because then you're just, it's on you. And you're like, I got both hands.
Well, Vicky, if you
Who's
ever
calling?
Want to call and talk to me, I pretty much always answer my phone.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's really good to know.
I do.
Okay.
Vicky and I need to have each other's number. I don't like this
so we
at
can
all.
Just talk
you
about
guys
you.
Do have each other's number.
I kept bragging that I was like, Vicky says I'm cooler than you. And she's like, no, you're not.
No,
you were
not.
Yeah, you're like, she does not believe that.
Claudia told me today that she thinks everybody has a crush on her. So, like, she's never going to think that. She's never going to.
I'm dead. You do?
Always.
She goes, she was like,
good looking woman.
Every time
he gave her great self esteem.
Even at work, I'll talk to someone. I'm like, oh, this is getting awkward. I was like, I should break away.
Like, girl, boy, it doesn't matter.
All of them.
At all. Yeah, gender's not a factor.
I'm kind of in love with you.
Yeah.
Oh, everyone I talk to, I'm like, okay, we need to break away. I was like,
that's amazing. You know, it's funny. I forget who I was talking to the other day about Nest, and they're like, you have cameras in every room. I'm like, well, not in mine.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah.
I don't watch. She's
rooms?
Crazier. She's a
little
more stalkery.
She's like, we'll watch it on
Annie. You remember that movie Sliver?
Yeah.
You're a little more like Billy Baldwin than I am.
Yeah, like you're a creep.
Yeah,
when I watched her sleep, I was like, wonder if she's awake.
The fact that you were watching me sleep, I'm like, that's so weird.
Let me tell you, it's very uneventful.
I'm like a corpse when I sleep. And I sleep like this, like a vampire. I'm like,
Do you sleep with a bat across your chest like Ted?
No, but I mean, I think I would. When my husband goes out of town, I put a knife like under my pillow.
We're both equally crazy like that.
But then I also go to bed listening to Dateline because it soothes me.
Yeah.
So it's like very contradictory behavior. Ugh.
I wish you could have walked into your room today. It was like 92 degrees and it was like...
Because so
I listen here.
I have no clue.
I'll let you listen. Isn't this the most soothing?
Yeah, it was so bad.
I don't know why it was hot either. Because I like
it was like walking into a frog's cage.
Yeah, I don't know why. Wait, like isn't this tropical so soothing? Environment.
Wait, ready?
Rainforest Cafe.
It's called the Milky Way Serenade.
So imagine 95 degrees.
Isn't it so soothing? It's like we're camping in Africa with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle or something.
Would you like to go to Africa?
Yes, I do. I have never been.
I want to go to South Africa.
Yeah. I want to do that. And then you are like in one of those tree houses.
Let's do a girls trip.
Yeah.
Well, Duran,
that should be fun with the three nutbags.
My husband was born in South Africa.
Oh, well, yeah, he has to come. And then Smith has to come because I'm not allowed to really like do stuff without him because he's my handler, so.
I love a handler.
Yeah, he's like the perfect handler.
Also, safaris, like we all have to go. Let's all go.
Yeah,
everybody.
That would be fun. I don't want to do hunting.
No.
Oh, okay. I just want to let you. I mean, I live in Arkansas. You know, I forgot I was here in LA.
No big game hunting for you.
I was like, guys, I'm not going to kill the elephants though.
Tusks for us.
You're like, we're getting ivory jewelry made. So wrong.
Ivory jewelry.
So sorry, elephants.
All right. Thank you for listening. I don't know how you could not listen to this.
Seriously.
Don't worry about it.